Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, November 27th, 2009. The day after Thanksgiving, long weekend here in the United States of America, but we want to share a message today to perhaps challenge Thanksgiving memories and a challenge. The scripture text is from Deuteronomy 32, verse 7.
Remember the days of old. Consider the generations long past.
Yesterday, we enjoyed a wonderful Thanksgiving day in our home. As we gave thanks prior to our Thanksgiving feast, I considered how once again we had gathered in peace, freedom, and with a bountiful table, as I have experienced all throughout my life. Perhaps our musing today will cause you to also do some reminiscing, if you haven't already done so over this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I have over 50 years of Thanksgiving Day recollections, and so does Brooksine. Well, some of the recollections, though, of course, are more distinct and memorable than others. Times have changed, as have the people gathered around the table. As a child, we usually gathered at my Uncle Gentry and Aunt Dora's farm outside of Harwood, Missouri. We actually have a picture of that farm, an aerial photo. It was sure a big crowd, and Aunt Dora was well known in our family for her fine cooking. I especially remember her hams. As I look at the photo, I also have specific recollections, such as crossing the road in front of the farmhouse, and as a little child getting to fire a deer rifle. Years later, throughout the early years of our marriage, we had either our folks or extended family visit us, and we'd visit them. Due to the 1,000 miles from our parents, we also celebrated holidays with our spiritual family in churches where we ministered. Above all, we always had lots of good food and fellowship and much reason to express Thanksgiving. We have a photo that shows a family gathering at our home in St. Mary's, Pennsylvania in 1988. Still living at a great distance from our siblings, with the exception of my brother Pat, who is only 100 miles away, we try to stay connected. But admittedly, when the parents no longer are alive, it is more difficult to bring the whole family together. Now that we see how life quickly passes, and after we experience the loss of a generation in our family, we've come to realize the importance of staying in touch and expressing love for one another. For many of us, it comes more naturally to express our love to brothers and sisters in the faith than our own blood brothers and sisters at times. Perhaps it's because they know us far too well, our foibles and all.
We also have some distinct memories from our years in New England when we weren't with family. Several years on Thanksgiving Day, we would go to Plymouth, which was only 25 miles from our home in Taunton, Massachusetts. Of course, that's where the first Thanksgiving meal was held. One year we went to Sturbridge Village, a living museum which depicts a typical New England village set in the 1830s. The village residents dressed in the costume of the period, worked the land so that they had food to eat, prepared and preserved their foods according to the customs of that period, and sought to make an income in their various pursuits. Each time we visited the village, we realized how far we've come in 150 years. We saw in their roles a strong commitment to the virtues that made our country great. Deep religious convictions, love for family, hard work, honesty, and so forth.
We attended the church service one Thanksgiving day, which the entire Sturbridge Village community was to attend. We sat in the pew boxes, characteristic of congregational churches of that period. While ours had a seat pad, a footrest, and an armrest. Actually, it was quite comfortable, although a little cool without the heat. The parson, as he was known, preached a good message on thankfulness, which was actually a message written during that period in the 1830s.
It was very biblical, and its truths were just as applicable over 150 years later. Among his points was the statement to the effect, "If we cease being a religious and moral people, we will lose our way as a nation." Well, how true this warning was for hearers in the early 1800s, it was true and prophetic some 14 years ago when we heard it repeated, and the warning reverberates to our present generation. We have ceased to be a religious people based on biblical faith, and the result is that we have ceased to be a moral people. How long before we lose our liberty? Only God knows. We are seeing a systematic dismantling of these qualities of greatness, and surely the foundations are being destroyed. We consider scores of recent events that are further evidence of the crumbling of these foundations.
As we remember the days of old, as we consider generations long past, let us hold fast to that which was passed on to us and was rooted in biblical teaching, regardless of what the future may hold. As we look back and express our thankfulness, let us also renew our steadfastness.
Let's pray together. Father, help us to be faithful to your scriptures, no matter the tidal wave of evil that spreads across our land. Truth is not based upon the popular opinion polls, but instead it is based upon your eternal words encrypted in the hearts of those who choose to follow the straight and narrow path that you've laid out before us. May we be found faithful no matter the price we pay. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We do have numerous photos on the site. Some we referred to in the message. We actually have a photo of our gathering yesterday. We had a couple special guests, our daughter's boyfriend, Brian, and then our friends, the Pierce family, along with their two sons. Well, we would like to show us today. If you care to, you can also look at our pie collection from yesterday. We had cherry, apple, and pumpkin pies. Between sending some home with folks and some lack of self-control, they're about all gone by now. And we also have a cute picture of little, not even 2 months old yet, I don't think. Seth is his name, Ken and Nina's youngest son, looking into the eyes of an elderly resident at Longwood Manor. I think you can just tell by her smile how pleased she was to see the little child. Musically today, we want to recommend a couple of resources. One is a new song by Casting Crowns called If We've Ever Needed You. It really is pertinent regarding today's message, the conditions mentioned, and the crying out for God's help. And that song prompted a memory of a song written about 20 or 25 years ago now by Scott Wesley Brown called This Little Child, that kind of is similar in regard to it being a strong prophetic message. Well, we have a couple of other links. One, we really recommend if you live in or ever visit New England, you ought to go to Old Sturbridge Village. It's a wonderful, I call it a tourist destination. It's not really entertainment, it's history. And then for those like me who may be terminally curious, I referred to my childhood memories in Harwood, Missouri. Most of you never heard of Harwood, Missouri, unless you've been following our site for a while and seen me refer to it. It's just not a place that's going to be mentioned. It has less than 100 people. And I show where it is on a Google map if you're interested. Well, this is our message for Friday, November 27th, 2009. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. And that's where you'll find the photos and music and additional resources. Have a blessed day. Continue to be thankful and to be steadfast in these trying days.